Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 7th of May. It's Thursday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming live to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Washington, of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. American Free Press can be found on the Internet, the website of American Free Press at americanfreepress.net. Those of you who are subscribers to American Free Press, and I wish all the listeners were, will be very interested to know that this week in American Free Press is a four-page spread promoting the new book by my good friend Matthias Chang, the Malaysian diplomat, author, and attorney. This is the third in his series of the Future Fast Forward. It's the third in the Future Fast Forward series. This book is entitled The Shadow Moneylenders, and I guarantee you this is the book you need to understand what the whole corrupt international banking system is all about. Matthias Chang was warning a long, long time ago that we were going to be in the financial mess that we were in, and those who listened to him, including a lot of smart people in Malaysia where there's a lot of money, those people saved their butts by listening to Matthias Chang's warnings. Well, the book is out, finally, in its first-ever American edition, published by American Free Press. And I would urge you, by the way, to check out Matthias' website at futurefastforward.com. Futurefastforward.com. There's a lot of interesting information up there, not just about Malaysia, but about international affairs, international banking, the whole Zionist, the Anglo-Zionist American provocation against the freedom of the world. It's all up there, futurefastforward.com. Well, folks, if you're a regular listener, I don't assume that everybody listens religiously every night here, but last night we got some news, some very sad news that I know is of interest to all of our regular listeners, and I will mention it again for the record. Our good friend Jim Hart, best known as Jim from Texas, who was a regular caller on this program since the inception. We hadn't heard from him for quite a few months. We just found out last night from a call from Jim's son that Jim died. Jim had cancer. He'd been sick for about 6 months. And, of course, he never mentioned that when he called in on the program, although apparently he knew it some of the last few times that he did call in. And Jim died recently, and that's a real loss. Jim was a very interesting guy, very entertaining personality. Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi and Ray Goodwin and Brian from Pennsylvania, who calls periodically, and Tony from Indiana and several of others among our listeners had the opportunity to meet Jim and enjoy his company out at the No More Wars for Israel conference in California 2 years ago, I believe it was in November. And Jim has been missed on this program, and certainly now we know why we missed him, and we will miss him. So let's just say a quick prayer for Jim, but we don't really need to pray for Jim because we know he's right up in heaven looking down on us and giving them hell up there and telling them to say prayers for us because we certainly need it. Jim was an interesting guy, and I like to tell, I mentioned this last night, I mentioned it before. Before meeting Jim, I kind of, you know, you get an impression of someone if you've never seen their picture. I kind of pictured Jim to be short and fat, and Mark Glenn pictured him to be tall and thin. Well, actually, I'll tell you what, Jim was a very well-built, good-looking man who looked about 20 years younger than his age. Great personality, as you well know from having heard him on the show. And as I said, he kind of reminded me of a gunslinger from the Old West. If I'd have been in a shootout at the OK Corral, I would have liked to have had Jim on my side. And I can say that Jim was on my side and on your side as well. So we're going to miss Jim.
We With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I got so enthusiastic, and I mean enthusiastic, talking about Jim from Texas, the late Jim Hart, that I talked right through the music and wasn't even conscious of the fact that it was coming on. And, you know, it's kind of a tribute to Jim. You know, I think about the old Reader's Digest series. I don't know, maybe they still publish it, the most memorable characters. Well, Jim was a memorable character, that's for sure. And like I say, I only ever had the pleasure of meeting him on one occasion, but enjoyed it immensely. I don't know where I was cut off by the music, but I'm going to repeat the final remarks I was making before I was conscious of the music. And I was saying that, you know, how you hear voices on the radio or on the telephone and you don't really know what someone looks like. That reminds me of a story, which I don't think I'll tell on the air, but reminds me of something that happened in one of my classes at George Washington University. But I was saying about Jim that Mark Glenn guessed that Jim was tall and skinny, and I suspected that Jim was short and very fat, and he was anything but that. He was a very wiry, athletic guy, good-looking guy, looked about 20 years younger than his age, and as I was saying when I realized the music was coming on, kind of reminded me of an old West gunslinger, and I said that if I'd been in a shootout at the OK Corral, I would have liked to have had Jim on my side, and as I said, Jim was on our side, so we're going to miss Jim. Actually, I will tell you the funny story, totally non-political story, ladies and gentlemen, just goes to show you about voices. I was sitting in a class in college one time, on the first day of the class, and I heard one of the most beautiful voices that I have ever heard. This young lady was sitting across the room talking. I couldn't see her. All I could see her was her little hand gesturing. And I said, my God, she must be absolutely beautiful. And then I heard her mention that her great-grandfather was the grand rabbi of a certain city in a certain country in Eastern Europe, which I shall not mention in case she happens to be listening. But I was even more intrigued. I wanted to see this beautiful voice and see what it was attached to, or what it was coming out of, so to speak. And I shifted my chair around. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I saw one of the ugliest creatures I have ever seen. And I don't even want to say one of the ugliest women I've ever seen. One of the ugliest creatures I have ever seen in my life. So I just guess that just goes to show that you can't always judge a voice. Anyway, just a thought. Well, if I were 89 years old, and I have a long way to go before I get to be 89, and sometimes I hope I'll live to be 89, sometimes I don't, but needless to say, if I were 89 years old, I think that I would have some empathy for someone else who was 89 years old. Because, you know, once you get to be 89, that's you've lived a good long time and a lot longer than a lot of people. My own father was only 70 when he died, and my mother was 77. So anyone who's lived to be 89 has outdistanced both of my parents and more than lived twice as long as several close friends of mine who have died over the years. But just yesterday, I guess, an 89-year-old man issued a ruling that almost virtually ensures that another 89-year-old man will be taken away from his family, shipped over to Germany, and put on trial on the outrageous charges of being an accessory to 29,000 murders. I refer, of course, to Supreme Court Associate Justice John Paul Stevens, who is 89. In fact, he turned 89 on Adolf Hitler's birthday, April 20th. And he just issued a ruling denying John Demjanjuk, the Ukraine-born Cleveland auto worker, retired auto worker, denying Demjanjuk's appeal for a stay on the deportation order to send him to Europe. Well, I tell you what, John Paul Stevens is sitting on the court high and mighty right now. It is possible that Demjanjuk can appeal to the entire Supreme Court to overrule John Paul Stevens' ruling. I doubt, of course, that it will happen, that they will overrule it. But let me just say this much. I hope that John Paul Stevens lives long enough to be compos mentis, so to speak, when the Second American Revolution takes place. Because when the Second American Revolution takes place, there's going to be one hell of a reckoning for criminals and traitors like John Paul Stevens and so many, many other people who have collaborated with the Jewish power interests in this country and doing their bidding. And that's exactly what John Paul Stevens did by sending this very, very ill John Demjanjuk, suffering from multiple maladies. He's sending him to certain death overseas, away from his family and friends. Well, when the Second American Revolution comes, ladies and gentlemen, I look forward to the day when a group of good American citizens go seek out John Paul Stevens. This is after the Second American Revolution, ladies and gentlemen, when the reckoning comes. And John Paul Stevens will be dealt with like all traitors and criminals should be dealt with. Then again, maybe there'll be some people who have some empathy and sympathy for John Paul Stevens, and maybe they won't give him the treatment he deserves. Maybe they'll just put a life preserver on him and drop him in the Atlantic and let him fend for himself. Maybe he can catch a few fish and live out his remaining days bobbing about in the Atlantic. Somewhere nice and warm in the Atlantic, so that he lasts for a long, long time out there. Not in the North Atlantic. We don't want him to freeze to death. We want him to be able to live, you know. He can catch some fish and, you know, eat some seaweed. Seaweed's very, very healthy. Seaweed's very, very healthy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I strongly recommend it. Well, the Wall Street Journal cried on May 1st about the politics of intimidation and says that Hugo Chavez, the leader of Venezuela, has given anti-Semitism a new home. And now a gang of rabbis has asked the and that word gang is appropriate here. What a gang. They have called for the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to hold a hearing on anti-Semitism in Venezuela. Well, I wish some people would call for the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to hold a hearing on anti-Christianism in America. Now, I think that's what we need. I think we need a hearing on anti-Christianism in America and get some of these rabbis on the stand to explain why their filthy Talmud says all these terrible things about Jesus Christ and his mother Mary. And then maybe we can have some Iranian witnesses come in and talk about the fact that they have a square in downtown Tehran which is named in honor of Mary, the Virgin Mother of Jesus Christ. Maybe we can have some of our Muslim friends come in and testify to the manner in which the Islamic faith holds Jesus Christ and his mother up as venerable icons. Yeah, we do need a commission on anti-Christianism in America. And God, you know what? I'd love to be the chair of it. I would love to be the chair of such a commission. I'd love to get in some of these big-shot Jews and have them testify. That would be interesting. That would be interesting. Well, here's something interesting, I thought. It's kind of interesting. I'm repeating myself here. Turns out actor Ben Affleck is a good friend of Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York. I love that name. Congressman Anthony Weiner, a liberal Democrat from New York. Well, Ben Affleck has a reputation of being a liberal Democrat as well, but it turns out these two guys, even though they've become good friends the last couple years, Mr. Weiner says that sometimes Ben Affleck baits him on something related to Israel. Affleck says, Anthony is a bit more Likud and I'm a bit more Labor. In other words, Anthony Weiner likes the hardline conservative elements in Israel, and Mr. Affleck, who it turns out was a Middle Eastern Affairs major in college, is a bit more Labor. I guess that means he's one of our liberals as far as Israeli foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy to Israel is concerned. That probably means that if Ben Affleck does have any political ambitions, he may have a little bit of trouble. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting. I wanted to mention that. Well, again, just to show you how even the Patriots can be fooled. You know, there was a big brouhaha over Homeland Security Secretary Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, how she issued a report on right-wing extremism. And now, you know, and all the Patriots were up in arms, as they should have been, saying that the report smeared so many Patriots, and it said that the evil right wing was going to try to recruit former soldiers. Well, I don't think the right wing, or whatever you want to call it, needs to recruit anybody, because the thing about it is the soldiers returning from Iraq, male and female alike, soldiers of all races, creeds, and colors, have a lot to complain about, and they probably will be among the leaders, as I've said, of the Second American Revolution, and I hope to hell they get to work leading that revolution, because we need it now. Well, a little bit more about this controversy surrounding the report when we come back. Stay tuned.
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking about the famed, or I should say ill-famed, extremism report issued by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Although the Patriots and many, many other people were rightly exercised about the fact that the Homeland Security was targeting Americans for their political viewpoint, just to show you how really, truly, thoroughly corrupt the Republican Party is as well. The Republican Party is now making a partisan issue of this thing since it came out of a Democratic administration, and one of the loudest voices demanding information about this report is Peter King, a Republican of New York. Peter King happens to be a fellow Irishman of mine, but I want to tell you something. He's a traitor to the Irish race. This guy is one of the loudest, most slavish water carriers for the Jewish lobby on Capitol Hill in Washington. He's a conservative Republican. He really riles up a lot of the Catholics by being very, very pro-life. When I say riles them up, what I mean is that he gets a lot of points among Catholics, and particularly his fellow Irishers, for his position on abortion. But he's allowed to take that position because otherwise he really is the most horrible, horrible advocate for Zionism that you can find on Capitol Hill, perhaps even more so than some of the Jewish Democrats who are up there on Capitol Hill. So the fact that the Republicans are now bellyaching about this don't get too excited about it. Don't say, hey, they're doing a good job taking on those liberals, because this is just a charade, ladies and gentlemen. It is a charade. The very fact that Peter King is putting his nose up front on this is just, as I say, another evidence of it. Kind of another thing that grabbed my attention, you know, back during the campaign, sweet Sarah Palin's daughter, who gave birth to the illegitimate child, and then ended up having a falling out with the father of the child, now she is on what amounts to the campaign trail, acting as a spokesman for something called Candy's Foundation, which fights teen pregnancy. Well, we're all against teen pregnancy, ladies and gentlemen. That's a very politically correct stand to take for both liberals and conservatives and everybody else. Incidentally, by the way, I just saw a figure 6-8 months ago, something to the effect, you know, everybody knows that there's massive illegitimacy in the black community, but today apparently there is as much as like something like 25% or 30% of the live births among white people are illegitimate births. Now, I'm not casting an opinion on this one way or the other. I'm just stating that as a fact, but I just kind of think it's classic here that Sarah Palin, as she prepares herself for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination, is sending her daughter out to preach against teen pregnancy. I don't know, just a thought. I've seen some cases where unwed mothers have been really terrific mothers, and wed mothers have been some of the worst. So, you know, I'm not taking a position on that one way or the other. It's much nicer, of course, when the mother and the father and the child all have the same name and they've gone through the process of quote-unquote holy matrimony, but sometimes that matrimony becomes unholy for everybody concerned. All right, now, folks, don't get too upset about that. That's not one of our big issues here to worry too much about. One other interesting point, there is a French humorist. He's a black man, and I forget how to pronounce his name, although one of our Canadian listeners told me how to pronounce it. It's something like Dudonay. Well, he was going to run for European Parliament elections leading an anti-Zionist slate. And now French President Nicolas Sarkozy's chief of staff said it's possible that Dudonay will be banned from fielding a slate of candidates because these candidates are anti-Zionist. Well, talk about freedom of speech. You can talk about all issues, ladies and gentlemen. You can run on all sorts of slates, talking on all sorts of issues. But if you say boo to the Jews, then they say boo to you. Well, as I always say, for the benefit of those who like to cry about the Holocaust and about anti-Semitism, just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo. I hope that satisfies those out there who feel it's required to say that. Incidentally, just for the record again, I got an email from a gentleman who had emailed me, one of our listeners. He brought up the question of propaganda, and I misstated when I was talking about his email. I misstated by suggesting that he, this is kind of complicated, but I misstated when I suggested that he disagreed with me on a lot of matters, and I apologized to him for that in the email, but I just wanted to mention that for the record. In fact, he went on to say that he appreciated the further discussion of the issue of what propaganda is or is not, and as we noted here, thanks to assistance from one of our other emailers, propaganda is just putting out ideas and opinions. It's not necessarily false information, as a lot of people like to think. You know, here in the Patriot movement, they're always talking about Hitler's propaganda. Well, propaganda is just information, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't necessarily have a negative context. Okay, we'll go to the callers when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Speaking of republicbroadcasting.org, this is to remind you that RBN has available at only $8 per 100 business cards promoting RBN. They are available from RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call Republic at 800-724-2719. Very important news story that I was about to mention last night until we learned about the death of Jim Hart from Texas. Exclusive story to the Washington Times, the headline story of yesterday, Wednesday, May 6th. You can probably find it at WashingtonTimes.com. Basically, what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Obama administration is pushing for Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And this apparently has Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu very disturbed. They're supposed to meet, President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu are supposed to meet on May 18th in Washington. Well, now the Assistant Secretary of State, Rose Gottemueller, said Israel should join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which would require Israel to declare and relinquish its nuclear arsenal. Universal adherence to the treaty including by India, Israel, Pakistan, and North Korea, remains a fundamental objective of the United States, Ms. Gaudemueller told the meeting. Well, the Washington Times is very, very upset about this. Washington Times is a hardline pro-Israel publication put out by Sun Myung Moon, the creature of the Korean CIA, which in turn is a creation of the U.S. CIA. This story was accompanied by an editorial blast from the Times itself. This news story was accompanied by an editorial. So, although there are a lot of people who like to think that Barack Obama is completely in the camp of Israel, I'm here to tell you folks that what is happening here, according to the Washington Times, is precisely what a certain writer by the name of Michael Collins Piper predicted several months ago in American Free Press. Some of you may recall Piper's article, which effectively said, could Obama pull a JFK, referring very specifically to U.S. policy towards Israel, which of course includes the long-standing U.S. support for Israel's nuclear program. Now, Alex Jones on his program said that there are some people who claim, that was Alex Jones' phraseology, that there are some people who claim that JFK was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons. No, that's not a claim. That's a fact, Alex. But in any case, this article in the Washington Times is basically a signal for all the Republicans, for all the GOP-connected think tanks, for all the evangelical so-called dispensationalist Christians, and I put Christians in quotes, and other supporters of Israel, to start rattling the cages of Congress to pester President Obama to side with the Israelis regarding Israel's peculiar status as being a major nuclear power without ever officially admitting that it is a nuclear power. I saw one article saying that Israel has a small nuclear arsenal. Well, it is said there may be as many as 500 nuclear weapons in Israel's arsenal. That ain't very small. 500 nuclear weapons. I wish I had one, and I know where I'd send it. But in any case, Israel's said to be the fifth largest nuclear power in the world, and that's pretty impressive any way you cut it. All right, we're going to go to the phones now. First of all, let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
I just wanted to talk about the sad news about Jim's passing away.
Yeah.
You know, we met Jim in October of 97, and he was just a great guy. And he used to call me every once in a while on the phone, and, you know, we'd always talk and wind up talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah, he was a great. You know, he's probably up in Valhalla right now looking down, dispensing justice, maybe.
Absolutely. See, you know, that's what's great about Jim. You know, even though he's gone, we can laugh because he was such a great guy, such a personality.
He was.
And it was just a pleasure to have gotten to know him.
Yeah, just for that one time. Anyhow, something else, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, The Fox and the Flies by Charles Van Unselen, that book you mentioned once?
Right.
Okay. And I haven't read it yet. I did buy it, but I haven't read it. But I suspect that it's very much like two other books that I recommend. One's called Crime of the Century. It's by Ludovic Kennedy. It's about the 32 Lindbergh kidnapping and where that leads.
Okay.
It really leads to the guy that really planted the hot money in Hauptmann's closet was a guy called Isidore Fish. He was
exactly.
A real schmata.
Exactly.
I want to tell you. By the way, Hauptmann's had two brothers that were killed in Germany in the war. And the other thing that's interesting is that Fish hightailed it out of this country in December of 1933. In other words, a full year after Der Fuhrer took over. So
that's right. I remember reading that. That's an interesting point you bring that up. Yeah, this guy left the United States and went back to Eville, Germany, where Eville Adolf Hitler was supposedly gassing 6 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Fish, who was not a relative of Episcopalian American Congressman Hamilton Fish, but rather a follower of the Talmud, this Mr. Isidore Fish found it much safer to go back to Eville, Germany, than to stay here where it was hot in the United States.
They brought his whole family over here at taxpayers' expense. You should see that portrait. Anyhow, the other book is called The Black Dahlia Fowls. It's by a guy called Donald Wolf about the 47, that brutal murder in Los Angeles in 1947, Elizabeth Short.
Right.
Yeah. You know where that leads?
No, I don't.
Well,
let me tell you,
it leads to people like Mickey Cohen, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, the whole Jewish mob of L.A., basically.
Interesting.
The abortion industry, which was all Jewish in L.A. at the time.
Interesting, okay.
So I suspect that your book is going to go in that direction as well.
Yeah, well, you're referring to that book by the Fox and the Flies.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's exactly right. I got the impression that the author of the book, although he was writing about one particular Jewish criminal of the turn of the century, who he suspects, and he presents a pretty good case, he suspects that this guy may have been Jack the Ripper. In reality, the book is really a portrait of the Jewish control of the international underworld, prostitution, drugs, gambling, arson, et cetera, during the turn of the century. But I don't think he could put the book out under that direct subject matter, so he's kind of couched it in a very interesting way. But you're absolutely right, Brian.
Yeah, you know, in this book, The Black Dahlia, another personality that pops up is Ben Hecht. I talked about him before. He put out the most ludicrous suggestion on who butchered this poor Elizabeth Short. It was a dismemberment kind of deal. And it was the most ludicrous. It was a lesbian theory. It was just another fantasy, another screenwriting fantasy that Ben Hecht was so good at.
Absolutely. That's interesting, Brian. I've certainly heard about the Black Dahlia. I've seen at least two movies about the subject. Years ago, I read another book about the subject, but obviously we weren't getting exactly the entire story.
No.
And now we know why.
This book's by Donald Wolf, and it is... It's just the way it is.
Exactly.
You know, it's not even
a matter of reading between the lines.
Right. He's not setting out to prove a point here. He's just mentioning the whole scene, and there they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now I got to check that book out. There's another book I have to read.
Okay. All right, Mike, no more time. I'm sorry that Jim's no longer with us, but he was a great guy. I tell you, I only met him once and talked to him on the phone half a dozen times. But I won't ever forget that guy.
One of the most memorable characters, absolutely.
Have a nice evening, Mike.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Yep.
All right, we have Lindsay from Georgia. Lindsay, come on up.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
How are you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to give my condolences, and I know that Daryl and Darren are both listening. And I just wanted to tell them that your father was one of the most special human beings I've ever had the pleasure of listening. I've never met him, but listening to do his commentary and your dialogue together, it just always was a highlight of your show.
It was always generally a lot of fun. Yeah, Jim really added a lot to the program.
Well, I also wanted to I was thinking that Ben Affleck was one of the Germanic death cult members, Representative Wiener. You know, I thought that, you know, instead of them being Jesuits, I thought that they were members of the Germanic death cult, right?
Actually, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Ben Affleck. I think he's probably at least half Arabic descent. The name Affleck is very, very similar to a lot of Arabic names, so that might be something that I don't think Ben Affleck is Jewish. I think he's probably half Arabic.
Really?
Yes.
I've never really looked into that,
but that name Affleck, I have seen that as an Arabic name or variations of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, I didn't know. But I did want to ask you something really serious, though, all joking aside. You're aware of the hate crimes bill, of course.
Wait, I'm sorry, of who?
The hate crimes bill, H.R.
1913. Oh, right, exactly, yeah.
And, you know, 1913 was the year of the creation of the ADL and of the Federal Reserve Act, both of which are, you know, Jesuit-controlled, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Germanic death cult.
Germanic death cult controlled,
yeah. Like the Arabs owning Hollywood and buying the stock market, yeah.
And, you know, of course, the Arabs attacked the USS Liberty, too. But
I know. Yeah. They're the ones who used unmarked planes and torpedoed our ship and killed 34 of our sailors, right? Yeah, the Arabs own Hollywood, according to the father of the truth movement. Look, I'm starting to get upset thinking about this bullshit, but... I did want to say something really serious to you, though. I'm worried about you, Mike, and I'm worried about the real Patriots, not the P-A-Y Triots. I'm concerned because if the H.R. 1913 goes through and it will be signed, no matter how you feel about Barry Satoro, he's not on our side, Mike. He's not on our side.
Okay.
But I did want to ask you, what's going to happen if basically they outlaw our freedom to tell the truth as we know it? I mean, this is something that nobody's really said much about.
Well,
and,
you know, actually, let me tell you something. It's very interesting. I just got an email this evening, and I haven't been able to go through all my emails, but apparently Paul Craig Roberts,
Right.
has written an interesting piece about the hate crimes legislation. But, you know, he goes beyond the point, and this is where it's important. You know, the hate crimes legislation is only applicable. The hate crimes legislation, as it now stands, as it's been in force since, I think, the 1970s, now they're expanding it to include gays, lesbians, transgenders, et cetera, and also... people who are crippled, and I know you're not allowed to say crippled, but they're expanding that now. But what the real concern is that the next thing that comes down the pike, and Paul Craig Roberts' article lays this out very correctly, you know, right now, as long as you don't go out and beat up someone who is black and call them a nasty racial name or a Jew or a homosexual or a crippled person and say something, call them a cripple, I guess, you know, and beat them up and do it, you're not going to be arrested. The problem is, though, that for years the Anti-Defamation League has been laying the groundwork for all sorts of legislation to curtail freedom of speech, including to the point, as Charles, and this is important for the patriots out there. There's a lot of patriots out there who say, oh, well, I don't attack Jews, or I don't attack this group, or I don't attack that group. I only attack government corruption. Well, I'm here to tell you that Senator Charles Schumer, and I've talked about this on the show, I wrote about it in the spotlight, I mentioned it in my book, The Judas Goats. Charles Schumer introduced legislation after the Oklahoma City bombing to counteract and to fight what he called anti-government conspiracy theories. So all those people out there who think they're safe by not talking about issues like Jewish power and Jewish influence, for example, who think they're safe, I'm here to tell you that there are preparations in place. There's model legislation in place.
Exactly.
It was drafted up at Hofstra University at an Anti-Defamation League conference years ago. The legislation is in place. We just had a member of the U.S. Congress, whose name escapes me at the moment, but a member of the U.S. Congress say that we need to outlaw anti-Semitism, essentially.
It wasn't Jane Harmon, was it?
It wasn't Jane Harmon. No, in fact, it was a good conservative Republican.
Oh, a Zionist Christian, probably. Right?
Yes, exactly.
No, exactly. That's my point.
And so they've got us coming, and they've got us going. And this is where we really, everybody has to unite and understand that we're all in this soup together.
Can I give you a recommendation for a show, you and not just on your show, but also on as many hosts as possible? I would love to see debates with the representatives of the ADL on not just on this issue, but also what Cynthia McKinney.
Well, you know, here's the problem with that, Lindsay. The Anti-Defamation League has a no-debate policy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, they have said this for years. They do not debate people.
And why would that be?
They do not debate.
If the truth is on their side and they're attempting to pass laws to condemn our truth, you know, the regular people who see the reality of the situation for what it is, why is it that they are hiding behind their curtains while we're out trying to tell the world who's really pulling the strings? Why are they so afraid to come out of their shadow?
Well, you know, the answer to that, I'm not even going to answer that. Because the answer is obvious. So, hey, Lindsay, we're going to the break here. I got a few other callers I have to bring up, but I'm going to try to give you a call over the weekend.
No problem. Just whenever you can.
Thanks for that very interesting call, Lindsay. We are going to the break. When we come back, we've got Mark in Kentucky.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. We can squeeze in one more caller. Apologies to those also aboard. We can't bring you up tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, come on up.
Yes, to elaborate on what Lindsay was talking about, actually the House has passed that bill.
Now, right, and it's now I think it's, now it's before the Senate, if I understand correctly.
Yes, it is going before the Senate. It's called S-909. It's the Ted Kennedy Anti-Hate Crimes Bill. I know that we've had problems with Ted Pike and Hesham Talawi and Mark Lenz has, you know, their philosophical differences on Islam. But he is doing priceless work on this anti-hate crimes legislation and keeping track of it.
Yeah, his website, incidentally, is truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org, for people who need this information, and people do need the information.
And it's supposed to be probably, I mean, the way how they're trying to do it now, they're trying to say that there's supposed to be some appropriations for law enforcement on Tuesday without really mentioning the hate crimes bill. Senator Leahy's trying to, like, pull a fast one on this. And I'm suggesting that people actually start really come out in mass and start calling on Tuesday morning to keep this from passing.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, efforts by people to call in has had an effect. So there is every reason for people to call the Senate and try to have this legislation blocked.
Well, supposedly they tried to pass it last Wednesday, and there were so many people that called that blocked up the switchboards that actually they had to put it off a week. So this is what they're trying to do, to try to pull a fast one now by not saying that specifically it's for anti-hate crimes laws, but it's for enforcement and more funding of law enforcement through localities, and they're trying to pull a fast one by not specifically saying that is not for anti-hate crimes laws.
Right, that's what they often do. They bury stuff like this in appropriations bills, things like that.
Right. And, I have a due suggestion on this. I mean, I know that Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi has actually compared certain things that Ted Pike has said. Actually, Hesham Talawi compared what Ted Pike said about Islam as being his 9/11. And I understand where he's coming with that. But I do suggest that they actually try to call Ted and try to actually talk to him about this stuff and have him on the show so he can actually.
Well, you know, actually, Mark and Ted Pike were on somebody's program here on RBN and talked about this. And this, of course, does not have anything to do with the hate crimes legislation. It has to do with the comments that Ted made in regard to American patriots working in conjunction with Muslim groups. Ted has some objections to that, and I respectfully disagree with Ted on that. I've known Ted for a long time, but the work he's doing on the hate crimes bill is important work, and people should check out truthtellers.org.
Well, I didn't hear where that show was on. Can you tell me who
you know, I can't remember where it was. I cannot remember where that was. I'll have to check with Mark, and maybe we can have Mark and Ted on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, that would be a really good thing because, you know, I mean, I know that, hey, you know, we have differences in philosophies and religions and so on and so forth, but while we're fighting against ourselves, they're destroying the Constitution, and we need to stop this right now and put an end to this.
Not just the Constitution, the whole country and the world.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Mark, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Folks, we got to wrap it up here. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming on this, republicbroadcasting.org.
With recent